Right now on VFN TV, Normandy Church, France, tragedy. The nuns have been kidnapped, and the priest, after delivering a service, was beheaded by ISIS. Tragedy taking place. ISIS has a hit list, according to Rick Wiles and other reports, of they want to do this to people all around the world and in America. Florida itself is reportedly has 635 names on this hit list. This and so much more right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light.
Another headline read, "Does God play softball? Hail the size of softballs destroy thousands of homes and autos."
Terrifying storms blasting up to softball-sized hail.
A cyber event could actually shut down power grids, financial institutions, cause absolute chaos across the nation.
And it is with great sadness that I share we have not 20 but 50 casualties. In addition to the shooter, there are another 53 that are hospitalized.
During the calls, he said he was doing this for the leader of ISIL, who he named and pledged loyalty to.
Nations shall be shaken, but kingdoms will be jolted.
Voters in the United Kingdom have voted to leave the European Union.
We are in World War III, and so the Congress should be dealing with this.
So there is we've been infiltrated.
Who do you think is writing your foreign policy?
When the president of the free world stands and says that Islam is a religion of peace, he creates the climate. He provides the climate, the perfect climate, to create more terrorism.
Embracing a perverted interpretation of Islam that calls for war against America and the West.
Islam is about peace and brotherhood.
One of the prophetic dreams God gave us was how this current administration cut a covenant with Islam, and we're seeing specifically it looks like this thing is being walked out.
I just felt it in my spirit. I felt like the Lord was saying to me, if they divide Jerusalem, if America has a hand, if the Secretary of State or the President or whoever has a hand in causing Israel to divide Jerusalem and giving up that land for peace, I will divide America.
This begins at the local level. This is going to be a county-by-county fight. So sheriffs and pastors become two of the most important people groups.
The pastor and the sheriff are some of the most important folks in your community.
It's going to be full-scale war. It's going to be with all the capabilities of the IDF.
Best formula for achieving peace remains two states for two peoples, in which a demilitarized Palestinian state finally recognizes the Jewish state.
We can actually win the hearts over if we go out and begin to evangelize and share the love of God. Militant times are coming, but it's time for the church to be able to rise up.
The trend of embracing Israel will overcome the trend of maligning Israel.
Only a united church can heal a divided nation.
God is calling out the evangelists to arise and to proclaim the gospel with miracle signs and wonders, because this is the season for the glory of God to shine, and the world is going to know that Jesus the Savior is alive and well.
Let me be the one to at least share the good news about the Chinese. They are having the world's largest revival. About 28,000 to 30,000 people coming to Christ in China every single day. That's about a million a month.
What many say is the greatest spiritual awakening in southern West Virginia history.
Lord, you don't write the chains.
Billy Graham's mantle's coming on this nation. There was coming a call when the Gentile Rus would begin to unite together all across the globe and begin to declare, your people will be my people. We're declaring Jubilee is time for another great messianic awakening.
We Catholics,
abbiamo ricevuto tanto dal movimento di Azusa Street.
So much from the Azusa Street.
Ma vogliamo a voi protestanti.
We want to ask you Protestants. We want to ask for your forgiveness for not respecting the love
of the law of
per non
Jesus.
Aver usato.
I want to walk with those who walk in agreement. I'm telling you, we can make a difference. But think about these seven mountains of culture. You could call them the religion mountain, which would be the church mountain, the family mountain, the education mountain, the government mountain, the media mountain, arts and entertainment and business. When we go into these mountains and make disciples, we can change the world.
Smith Wigglesworth, he made this statement just before he died. Whenever the word comes together with the spirit, we will have the greatest spiritual awakening the world has ever known. If you say yes, I will go. Yes, I will mobilize. If you can't go, then you're responsible to mobilize those who can go.
This is so exciting to watch all these things take place. You know, we live in God.
Yes.
We abide with God, and we're excited about the things of God. And I believe the church is going to get excited again about the things of God.
With your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster. And joining me just a moment is Steve Kolaszewski. Tragedy has hit in Normandy Church in France. A particular church, a priest just finished up giving his normal religious duties that he does there. And all of a sudden, ISIS comes in. Three members reportedly of ISIS. But let's go there now and take a look.
His name was Jacques Hamel. He was 86 years old. The auxiliary priest had made a name for himself at Saint-Étienne, one of the town's two parishes. He was a familiar face to many.
The priest who was killed was the one who married us, so we're very sad. He was there for my son's baptism. It's awful.
The representative for Rouen's bishop says he was a man with boundless energy.
He was always available. He had been here for 10 years as an auxiliary priest. He wasn't in charge, but he was always ready to officiate weddings, baptisms, funerals, and meet people. He was very active.
Born in 1930 in Darnétal, northwest of Paris, Jacques Hamel was ordained in 1958. He believed there were too few priests and that he could be useful.
He was an adorable man who paid attention to people and who always had a kind word and noticed small things. He was really a good man.
Jacques Hamel believed priests should never retire. He vowed to work until his last breath.
So you're looking at, you know, here they put an outright attack on churches in France, and we're seeing a hit list. Today we're going to be talking about, you know, Rick Wiles is talking about a hit list against potentially over 15,000 folks that they're putting up. Your everyday citizens are even on this list. You can imagine how media is on this list. And this is a tragedy, but it's what we've been prophesying about and what we're seeing take place. And this is a nun. She was actually one of the nuns that were held, was kidnapped by these ISIS men. And she saw everything take place. And we just want to go there right now. This is Normandy Church, the nun that was taken, kidnapped by ISIS as she saw her priests beheaded on the altar. It's just tragic, tragic.
It was fear, especially when they entered. When I saw them, I said to myself, well, that's it. It's over. They were so motivated. They told me, you Christians, you kill us. Jack had just celebrated his mass. They took his place and they started preaching in Arabic. He was near the altar. They forced him to kneel and told him not to move. Jack loved all people, regardless of religion. That is all I can say. A faithful priest, a priest who loved everybody, who loved much.
This is so tragic. We come back from the break. We're going to be talking and listening firsthand to what happened before this as a police commander and his wife were slaughtered, murdered in France by ISIS on a live stream, and how this hit list was revealed that reportedly at this particular time, and how there's many Americans on that list, and our government at one point wasn't even letting us know that it was taking place. Make sure you join us after the break.
TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Talked to her and she said, I just left Seattle. And she said, I was in a meeting in Seattle, Pastor. She said, I know I never met you, but I've been going here a long time. I said, yeah, I know that. She said, I just left a meeting in Seattle. And she said, Dr. Cho was the speaker. And she said, I heard him say in Seattle that the Lord told him, he said, I'm about to pour out my spirit in America. And he said, well, Lord, I said, are you through with America? Are you through with America? It looks like that, you know, everything's just going haywire. Are you through with America? And God said, oh, no. He said, I'm not through with America. He said, I'm about to pour out my spirit there. He said, as a matter of fact, get your atlas out of your attaché case. And he got his atlas out, opened it up, and the Lord said, point. And it landed right on the dot of Pensacola. And the Lord spoke to Joe and said, I'm going to pour out my spirit first here like a match head. It'll burn like a match head, bright, and it'll be powerful. And he said, then it will go over to the Mississippi River, and it'll back up across Florida again, come down into the peninsula of Florida, go up the east coast down through the west and the southwest and shoot out to the northwest. And before my coming, all of America will be ablaze with the glory of God.
Welcome back to VFNTV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Steve, it's just tragic to see over and over again we're seeing tragedy. Now we're seeing a direct assault against the churches in France. We saw that in Iraq. We talked about that. They even put the letter, the letter for N for Nazarene over the homes of Christians, and then they would go and just kill the families in there. So we're watching this thing progressing that while our president's lecturing us on the Crusaders and realizing this thing, you know, is morphing and going, you know, all over the place. And now we're watching a priest, this auxiliary minister who's working in this church, Normandy church, and with the nuns, and they're praying and going through their normal services that they go through. And then the people, their neighbors who were just baptized by this particular priest, they're seeing him beheaded on the altar. Make sure that your heart stays soft. This is so tragic. The thing about it is that you can see this and experience it over and over again. You could just turn off reality and say, you know, I'm just not going to watch it. What's going to happen is just darkness is going to increase even more.
Yeah.
I want you to hear what God told John Paul Jackson. You know, this thing, how does this thing stop? This is what he told him, because the question was, when John Paul Jackson was seeing these things going to be happening in the world, listen to what God told John Paul Jackson. The thing is, we've got to begin to cry out to God. Watch this.
He said, my people are going to cry out to me. I said, when? And he says, it will keep getting darker until they do. It will keep getting darker until they do.
To me, this is enough. It's like, we just want this madness to stop, but it stops when we cry out to God. If my people who are called by my name would cry out to the Lord. And now this hit list that's out that's supposed to be reportedly, according to Rick Wiles and others, was not even made available for the longest time to America, was first revealed, based on my understanding, that when a ISIS member, a man loyal to radical Islam, the Islamic State, goes and finds a police commander's whose name was reportedly on this list, and goes to his home and murders his wife, slaughters his wife, murders him, and they do it on live stream video, at sending it to his friends on the internet. And it's like, this is what's going on. Well, this is that particular man who was, his life was ended that day. But this is what we're seeing. This list is important because we're going to be talking about it in a moment with Rick Wiles and with Jim Baker, understanding that we got to begin to do something about this. And because right now we have, you know, reports of citizens are getting a call from the FBI, and the FBI is reading a script to them saying, I just want to let you know. I mean, I don't know what, this is how she worded it. You'll see it today. I just want to let you know that your name is on a hit list for ISIS. We don't know anything else. Have a good day.
Oh, if you have any questions, hit zero for the operator. Like,
and to me, it reminds me of what Saddam Hussein did when he took over Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
He had the former leader stand up in front of all the parliament, and he was the only one that knew what the names would be, Saddam Hussein and this former leader, And they called them out one at a time. And as soon as they called their name out, they would haul that particular parliament member out outside the parliament. And almost 50% was removed.
Yeah.
What that created was a lot of fear and anxiety, and that's what he wanted to do. It was more evil than what Hitler did. But then he gave guns to the 50% of the parliament that stayed that wasn't partnering with the coup that was he was a part of, and had them go out and end the lives of the others. When you have our own law enforcement agencies that are supposed to protect us, calling us up and just calling our name out and saying you're on this hit list, and they're the ones supposed to protect you, I mean, that's just stirring fear up. But first, let's understand, this is this man right before, according to the Sun, that he went to their house because this man's name was on the hit list, and this police commander and his wife in France were just slaughtered while their own child was in the presence. Take a look.
I also address the unbelieving French authorities. Here's the results of your work. You closed the door of the Hijra to us. You have closed the door. But we have opened the door of jihad on your territory. Did you think that we would stay inattentive? You're kidding yourself. You have another thing coming. We have other surprises for you for the Euros. I will not tell to you more. The Euros will be a cemetery. To you, to Holland, I have not forgotten what you have said. The Euros will be a cemetery. Us to Holland, we will also be ruthless, and I was ruthless with this policeman and his wife.
Listen, you don't have to listen to these threats.
Yeah.
Just understand, the devil always takes his captives, and he shouts out things, you will be dirt, we will smash you in, and all these different threats. And so the question for believers is this, whose report are you going to believe?
Mm-hmm.
Because even though they heard it's all over from Goliath, David said, who is this to come against the armies of God, this uncircumcised Philistine? And God was with one man who stood up and said, listen, he delivered a nation through one man. So you standing up, you're hearing these things. Don't let it paralyze you. Help it to get you to the point of saying, you know what? I got to get right with God.
That's right.
This is happening. A storm is being fashioned against the earth and against America. And we're seeing the church and Jews and people that are not radical enough for radical Islam, you know, be human beings being destroyed because of it. Understand this, that this we should cause us to cry out to God and to say, Lord, this needs to stop. And you're looking at it right here. This is the husband and the wife that you're seeing them on the screen right here. That's the husband and the wife that were slaughtered by this radical ISIS. If you put that on the screen for them to be able to see that, and their child was left behind, laying in their parents' blood, and that list was there, and that's fine. You don't you pull it down. But they knew about this list reportedly, and they weren't going to let. And you know that you were on this list. They weren't going to let CNN news anchor know that he's on this list, or to let someone know. There's a prophetic word that was given by a prophet. And we have it at VFNTV.com on the torch, but that anchors are going to begin to fall out of their seat. I mean. But most people are doing what they're doing and reporting what they're reporting because it's a job. You know, they want to get a big paycheck or they want to get their name up in lights. They want their name out there. But when you start seeing things like this happen, they start rethinking, like, I don't need that kind of money.
Yeah.
You know, and their motives are a little bit different. And he said prophetically that he was going to raise up, you know, his own anchors that would tell us what's going to happen before it's happened. It's not enough to know the news. You need to know what to do with the news you know. And that's what we've been talking about this day before it even got here.
It's been increasing.
And that's the kind of news that God wants us to know so we can prepare for it and change the future.
Mm-hmm.
God tells us ahead of time so we can actually change what it's going to be. If we humble ourselves, then he heals our land. And they put this particular, you're looking at right here. They have these plans to be able to try to harm folks, and you're looking at it right there. You know, he says, you know, we're keeping another surprise for the Euros, but I won't. To say something more, we will come, we will find you and other police officers in these houses. Understand, he just said this in the house of the police officer. Don't put fear in you. Understand, it's like, we've sinned. We've got to turn back to God. God says, I'm fashioning a storm against you. When you see this storm, as the watchman on the wall warned them, and if they repent, the storm will stop. But if they don't repent, then, you know, it still happens whatever happens, but at least their blood's not on your hand. But we can repent. We can turn to God. And listen, this is an American right here that gets a phone call reportedly from the FBI that tells her, you're just your everyday lady, you know, citizen. And listen what she has to say.
For almost 2 months, this woman has been on an ISIS hit list. The FBI knew it, but the problem is she didn't, and neither did her local police department until Circa News called them.
When did you first find out?
When you contacted me several weeks later.
This is Amelia, which isn't her real first name. We're using an alias to protect her and her husband, who's in the army. She's not the only American in ISIS's crosshairs to be kept in the dark. Over the last 2 years, ISIS has issued hit lists naming more than 15,000 Americans to be killed in places like New York, Texas, California, and Florida. Circa News called just 24 on one of these lists and found 22 people who had no idea they were on it. None got a call from the FBI. Amelia was one of the few we talked with who got some sort of warning, but it was vague.
I received a phone call on May 12th from the Army Security Agency.
She said it was a short call, and they read from a script indicating that there was a credible threat on her life, but didn't detail what the threat was. No mention of ISIS at all.
It was a little scary, and then he reiterated after the fact, "Don't be concerned. We are going to notify your local police department to be aware that you are under this alert or that the FBI has notified us of this about you."
They're targets for radicalized lone wolves and terror cells. After Amelia got the call, she didn't know what to do.
I really didn't know where to contact anybody to get any more answers. They did tell me that if I needed to contact a local FBI agency in this region, I could. But honestly, you know, as a regular citizen, I'm not really even sure how I would do that.
We called the Army to find out why she'd even been on a hit list. They couldn't talk about it. Then we went to the Corpus Christi police to see if they had been notified, like Amelia was told they were. They didn't know what we were talking about. We tried the FBI too. At first, we got the runaround. But a week after trying to get some answers, we did get this statement from the Corpus Christi police. "We were not contacted by the Army or the FBI referencing the threat to our citizen."
The main purpose of government is to protect the citizens of this country.
Chad Jenkins used to be a counterterrorism agent for the FBI and had a job of tracking terror threats. Today, he runs his own security firm.
I mean, if we aren't notifying private citizens, that is a disservice. We need to be asking those questions as fellow Americans why that's not being done right now, especially with the evolving threat that we have seen so recently from ISIS-inspired and ISIS themselves here in America.
FBI officials offered this statement to Circa News, saying they are working hard to alert anyone who fell through the cracks of the notification system. The FBI added that to date, no one on any ISIS kill list has been murdered by terrorists. But that's cold comfort for Amelia.
We're not out there doing the tracking to find out that these things have been on the dark web. You know, if we don't have that ability, we count on the government to do it for us. And they need to share that information with us so that we can protect ourselves.
Sarah Carter, Circa News.
This is crazy. Why wouldn't our own law enforcement agencies that are meant to protect someone? Look at the Wall Street Journal. The Wall Street Journal is saying that Islamic State kill list grows in length, targeting ordinary Americans. And I mean, it's just out. It's happening. This is what's being said. And we need to actually come to and realize, just like in the original days of the founding fathers, when we began our country, the original battle was with the Barbary pilots, pirates, which were the Islam. It was Rise of Islam and Wars of Tripoli.
Mm-hmm.
That's our Marine song. They're called Leathernecks because they would put a leather band around their neck because of knowing for
getting beheaded.
They were putting our people in their slavery, you know, killing, servitude slavery, or they would have somebody or America pay money, tribute, attacks to the Barbary area. This is the original argument for America. I think it was Thomas Jefferson. That's the reason why he had the Quran.
That was the reason.
So he could understand why are they taking our people and doing this to them. And they found out is that's part of their belief system. That's why he said every person in America needs to read the Quran so we understand this is what we're dealing with. Hence, they created the Marines, and the Marines went and dealt with us. Our first international battle was with Islam.
And now we're fighting the same one.
On the shores of Tripoli.
Yeah.
And now we watched, as we showed you in on VFN TV, the Christians in orange jumpsuits on the shores of Tripoli, where they were knelt down and they beheaded Christians. And our blood, the Christian blood, went into the water And our own president didn't even call them Christians.
And that video that ISIS created that said it was a message
to the cross.
To the nation of the cross.
To the nation of the cross.
It can't be any clearer. We're not connecting the dots.
That's exactly it. And so we're seeing that take place today. And now we're watching on this program what happened to the Normandy Church auxiliary priest as he was beheaded right on the altar. And they're making this, it's just, we got to wake up. When we get back from this break, we're going to hear from Rick Wiles as he's talking about this. But first, we have this offer for you. Today's offer 2010 for your partnership of any amount, is learning how to hold fast to what God has promised you no matter what. A life of honor. Life has a tendency to throw us curveballs. When it seems things are going one way, they end up going another. When it comes to the Word of God, the Word God has spoken over us, the promises of God, it's important to learn how not to let these curveballs throw you off. In this message, you'll learn how important it is to notice the Lord working in your town. Honor him, God in that, the ministers in your town, and making a place for the Lord and his ministers in your heart and home. You will see the amazing goodness of God and how he returns in greater measure the blessing and the honor that you give him. And today, when so many people tied up in what's in it for me, we learn how to honor God and make room for him. He will take care of us in a greater way than we could ever imagine when we honor him. We'll also learn that if he said it, that settles it, and how to hold fast to the promises of God no matter what. In the natural, it may seem like it's over, but it's never over with God. Remember, Abraham, the father of faith, against all hope, in hope believed, and so became the father of many nations. As children of faith, as believers, even us, against all odds, need to hold on to the promises of God and become everything God has set over us. Today's offer is offer 2010, learning to hold fast to what God has promised you, no matter what, a life of honor. To become a partner, go to VFNTV.com and click on Partner Now, or write to us at VFNTV, 6500 North Pensacola Boulevard, Pensacola, Florida, 32505, or call us at 844-408-3688. Today's offer is 2010. Learning to hold fast to what God has promised you, no matter what.
This is VFN-TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
I'm Pastor Ted Traylor of Olive Baptist Church.
I'm Pastor Joey Rogers of Pace Assembly. And we want you to mark your calendars now for September the 11th at 6 p.m. for United in Prayer.
We're excited about bringing our churches together, and we want to invite you to join us at the Pensacola Bay Center on 9/11. We need spiritual awakening in our community.
And this is the time to gather the church. September the 11th, 6 p.m. at the Pensacola Bay Center.
December 25th is a holy day, deeply spiritual for many of us. And the Christmas season is an excellent time to remember the historical facts about Jesus Christ. Here's writer and speaker Sean McDowell.
Whether or not Jesus lived, there are very few, if any, legitimate scholars who will doubt that. Do you know within 150 years of the life of Jesus, we have 42 sources that mention him, 9 secular sources. Now, Tiberius Caesar, who's the most powerful man, humanly speaking, or the Caesar during that time, there's 10. So there's 4 times as many for the historical Jesus as any other ancient figure. Now, if you put this in perspective, Jesus had no money. He had no political power. He didn't write any books. And we have this wealth of documentation saying the historical Jesus lived.
To learn more about Jesus Christ, stop by FocusOnTheFamily.com/faith.
Listen to this. This is what God says. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will heal their land. Right now, when so many things are happening in America, people are going to Washington, D.C. and protesting and trying to push the government to do things against God's way. This man with tears in his face, when they put the mic in his face, he said exactly what we need to hear and what we need to do. Listen.
what's brought you to tears?
I want to personally repent for everything I've done to bring this onto this country. And if we do not repent of our sins, we will not recover. America will not recover.
Dear God, forgive us for our sins and what we've done to cause this to come amongst our nation. The VFN torch takes VFN radio to the next level. Listen, you can't show pictures and you can't play videos when you're listening to the radio, but we have it available for you. Take it to the next level, linking resources. As a matter of fact, when you hear about one particular article or segment that's going on VFN radio, there might be four or five other segments that we did over that quarter or several months that you can tie together. Why? It's available for you. It's called the VFN Torch, just like the torch that Gideon carried, the VFN Torch. Go to VFNTV.com and click on VFN Torch.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. Yeah, these are a conversation that we're having about a hit list of an Islamic group known as ISIS that our president seems it called them a JV team at one point. And it's like, and so it's like, was my life expendable with the JV team? Is that when does it become important to us? Life become important to us? And we're looking at hundreds of thousands have been killed in Syria. This morning, another attack in Syria where Christians have been killed. I forget how many it is, but it's quite a few. And so what's going on? Well, I can tell you what God has shown me. Before we hear from Rick Wiles, and we're going to hear what Rick Wiles has to say about this hit list and our law enforcement, how they're responding. But in this vision, this dream, this night vision, I am in Africa. And it's like the president, President Barack Obama, is in Africa. And he's going to speak. He's going to have a speech there. Like he travels around, does speeches. And I was there along with some others, and we were kind of helping him get set up the way you would, you know, honoring your president and that type of thing, getting the stage set up and all that. And so when he goes up to speak, the first thing that comes out of his mouth is Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar.
And I'm like, oh my goodness, what did you just do? Because it was like this American stage.
Yeah.
You know, we're honoring our president, the office of president, and of course, President Barack Obama. But his first words when he got up, he said, Allah.
Allah is great, basically.
Yeah, but he's just saying, you know, but yeah, he praised Allah. But the first words came out of his mouth, the very same thing that was said when the priest's head was cut off in Normandy. He's, now listen, this. They didn't see this happen, and I saw this in a vision. He showed this to me in a night vision, in a dream. And then the Lord showed me another situation. So many things that we've seen in this particular area, but this one was a particular street called Navy Boulevard. So you think about Navy. And one of the words that John Paul Jackson gave, he says, the newspaper article said when he saw it prophetically was, where was the Navy? But on Navy Boulevard, there were Islamic men dressed in Islamic, you know, Muslim attire, and they're just marching up and down Navy Boulevard. And they had specifically like iron in their hands, you know. And I asked somebody this, you know, does that mean this is like the kingdom of clay and iron and, you know, the last part of the prophecy of Daniel's prophecy? And it, to me, it does. But they said they don't think so. But it's like clay.
Yeah,
God has to really speak to me. They had iron in their hand. It has to make it basic for me. I mean, he speaks to everybody, you know, differently. But he does speak in dreams. Job 33, the book of Job, verse chapter 33. You need to read that. Because he says, "Does not God speak to a man? Speak to him in his deep sleep. Warn him about what's coming, so that he can repent and his flesh be restored like a baby's flesh." Mm-hmm. An angel standing by his bed, warning him. I have a paraphrase. Well, we're warning you right now, but this—it's not the fact that there's a hit list. I mean, if you're a Christian, you're on a hit list. You're on Satan's hit list, right? Yeah. You know, it's Steve Hill used to say, if your name's not known in hell, you're not doing nothing for God. Right. You might not even know God. But they're seeing now as it'd be a shame to have your name on a list, and you weren't serving God, and the end result was this horrific end result in Normandy, the Church of Normandy. and you stand at the throne of God, because once we die, it's appointed once for the judgment. We stand before God. And then we stand there, and he goes, I don't even know you. You know, Matthew chapter 7, he says, many is going to come to me in the last days and say, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name? Did we not cast out demons in your name? And this is Jesus, this is red letters. You know, did we not perform miracles, all these different things, you know, the gifts. And so many people say this, Steve, they go, oh, yeah, but they can sing really good. That's called a gift. It just happens. That doesn't mean they're right. Doesn't mean what they're saying is right. Doesn't mean you're supposed to follow them. Definitely not worship
just because they're talented doesn't mean that they know Jesus.
Right. And it's a gift. Gifts are given without repentance. Yeah. They're seen that they're gifts. Well, people in this particular scripture that Jesus is talking about, it sounds like they got confused with the manifestation of a gift. They talked about, you know, that, you know, in your name we prophesy. So prophecy took place. So didn't say it was wrong prophecy. It was accurate prophecy, obviously. In your name, we actually set people free. We cast out demons from folks. Well, that's what the sons of Sceva did for a while, and then it didn't work for a while. But it was successful in a while. And even they talked about the Pharisees even cast them out. So just because something's working, a gift's working, and the authority of Jesus' name is working, doesn't mean your relationship is right with God, because so many people have left the Lord, but yet they're staying in religious works. Like, for example, we don't have it for you. I wish we did. But there's an atheist on ABC News, an atheist who's over a mega church expressions being interviewed. And I don't know if we have that or not, but he's got a little black light across his eyes, right? And they're interviewing him, and they're saying, so you're an atheist. You don't believe in God. So, and you are a pastor over
these people,
these mega, which would be 1,000 or more probably, but they're showing it. And he said, why are you doing this? Diane Sawyer was interviewing him. And he says, well, I can't find another trade. I can't find another job. It's like, that's an atheist. That's somebody who doesn't even believe in God that are telling you about God. I mean, it's sort just like Dietrich Bonhoeffer's day in Germany when the church, you know, you got to, just because you're hanging around the church doesn't mean you're part of the church. Church is actually somebody who made Jesus Christ the Lord of their life, and you're called out from the world into a new kingdom. When we get back from this break, we want to hear specifically, because this hit list is an ISIS Islamic Allah Akbar type list. That's what the list is about. Well, God talked to me about that prophetically in my dream, in a prophetic dream. And I was so uncomfortable saying it, but look, we're seeing it happen. We're seeing it take place. But I believe this. I've said it, and we have it documented that, you know, we had a Josiah moment, we had a Jehoiakim moment, and we're about to have a Zedekiah moment. See, what happened was God's people, Israel, had left God's word. They just totally left what we say, the Bible. And the priests or the preachers quit teaching the Bible. The priests just started doing whatever they're doing. They're still being religious because things were still happening. But what God says, the written word was gone, totally just gone. Well, Josiah was a young man when he became king. So when he got around 17 years old or so, all of a sudden it was on his heart. Say, you know, we want to fix the church building up. We want to fix the temple up. And he got carpenters together and he sent them there. And he says, listen, he knew better. He says, let's don't trust the money with the priests. Let's just give the money to the carpenters, God's money, and let them rebuild the house. And once the financial thing shifted from the people who were hoarding God's word and refusing to teach it and live by it, it was all that money was shifted over to other people who actually wanted to honor what God's established authority. Mm-hmm. Suddenly, the very same priests grabbed the Bible, if you
look what we found.
Scriptures, and they come running out of it and go, you're not going to believe what we found in the back under that box, right? That's what happened. This is King Josiah. And so King Josiah says, hey, read it to me. And he had a secretary read it to him. And he starts hearing the word of God. When he heard what God has to say about, like we were talking about now, it came to his awareness that God was angry with him. Now, God didn't get angry. He just found out God was angry. It's important to understand, God's not getting angry. We can find out that we've hurt his heart. We can find out that we've done wrong things. But what he found out, that what was going on in Israel, which is a lot of innocent bloodshed that was taking place at that time, and God was going to bring judgment on Israel because of all the innocent bloodshed. 70-plus million babies reportedly aborted, killed in America. That's innocent bloodshed. And God's going to respond to that. Well, Josiah heard this, and he ripped his clothes, and he said, he realized, God, I was, you know, he forgive me. And he told everybody, listen, I'm going to get my life right. And then he since he's the king, you can do this, but in America, you're not a king yet. And so then he went to people around them. He said, listen, get rid of all those false gods and get rid of all those temples and everything. And then he sent teachers around that taught everybody. People say, I don't know. All you hear all the time is teaching, teaching, teaching from the Word of God, the Word of God, the Word of God. It beats destruction, don't it? It beats a hit list from ISIS.
Oppression.
Yeah, oppression and all these things going on. And what happened was God says, wait a minute. He says, I'm not going to bring destruction. I was going to do it, but I'm not going to do it. I haven't seen a king greater than you, Josiah, before or after. And I am going to stop this destruction. And I'm going to let it come in your son's generation, which was his name, was Jehoiakim. And Jehoiakim, he got his name Jehoiakim. This is one of Josiah's sons from Egypt. And Jehoiakim means God set man. Where did President Obama first go for his international speech? When he first became president, he went to Cairo University into Egypt. God was letting us know that he's got a set man in place right here, and this is what he's going to do. What did the set man do? He cranked up their taxes. He just began to just overextend the entire country of America, of Israel. And then so much pressure was on them, they had opportunity to repent. But they didn't. And what did they do? Well, God had him taken down by Egypt. What did we do? We actually embraced the Muslim Brotherhood. We put somebody in the Muslim Brotherhood. We partnered with them to be able to be in leadership in different countries, including President Morsi over Egypt. And so it's the same thing, Jehoiakim. But all of a sudden, the same people that he partnered with replaced him. And next thing you know, God brought in his uncle, but Egypt brought in the uncle. The oppressors brought in his uncle, but they named him Zedekiah. Let me tell you what's next if we don't repent. Zedekiah. And Zedekiah, you know, Jehoiakim means God set man. Zedekiah means God is just. In other words, he's going to balance the scales. Mm. God does one or two things with sin. He forgives it if we repent, but he visits it. He visits it. He shows up and deals with it because he's a just God.
Mm-hmm.
I choose repentance. Oh, God, forgive me.
I choose repentance.
I choose repentance. And so we're seeing this take place. So right around the corner, we have people right now that are being crowned for the potential candidates for different political parties. And there are four potential candidates based on prophecy, the things that we're seeing that could possibly happen. We don't even know where things are going to go based on where we're going to repent or not. But, you know, DNC's already picked out theirs, and RNC's already picked out theirs, but there's two others the Lord showed us prophetically, and we talked about it. But we have to understand the season that we're in, we're seeing a hit list, and they held it back from us.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, here is Rick Wiles talking to us and Jim Baker about what's happening with this ISIS hit list.
And I said, well, I'll pass it on to federal authorities. Well, no, Sheriff, I want you to get the list. I want you to find the names on the list that are living in your county, and I want you to send deputies to their homes and notify them they're on a kill list.
Yeah.
That's what you need to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I tell you folks something. It's time to declare a state of war.
Yes.
We're in a war.
Yes.
Am I the only human being in America that says we're at war? We have an enemy that killed 50 people in one location. And that's just the beginning. That was one individual that slaughtered 50 people.
Last year, I got you kicked off of a Christian network, I guess maybe temporarily, because I said...
No, I'm still not back.
You're still
on.
Kicked off? Well, then I can go ahead and talk freely then.
Yeah.
Okay. So they kicked you off a network, a Christian network, because they were...
Christians are scared to death.
Yes.
And they don't want to make a move. And if we don't step out of the shadows, we are going to be left in the shadow. It's later than you think. You know what? I begin a new study today on the Antichrist. He's here. He's in the world. The spirit of Antichrist is here. It's all there. And people are trying to say, oh, no, 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 we're going to be raptured out before anything happens. Okay, good. If that happens, wonderful. But it hasn't happened yet. People are dying. How come in the Revelation it talks about people having their heads cut off for Jesus in the last days, and the ISIS happened to be having their favorite means of assassination?
Right. We should have been raptured about 10 years ago. If you believed all the stuff that's in the books that got sold in the last 40
years. Over Europe, the war is on. This is a world war. Do you get it? Two people were just murdered. Just you're walking to the stage just now. Two people were murdered in England, I think it was.
I don't right on the street, and they're still working at the time we're doing this program on finding out who and why. But I want to go back to what's going on with Vero Beach, because this really concerns me, Jim, because I'm living there. Omar Mateen, the killer
in Orlando.
He lived in Fort Pierce. Fort Pierce is the next city south of Vero. I had his address when they published his address, and I did a distance check from his house to my office was 16 miles.
Mm.
Now, I discovered that he was friends with another young man from Vero Beach who is now dead because he joined ISIS, went to Syria, and was a suicide bomber, attacked Syrian soldiers, blew himself up, but he was from Vero Beach, Florida. Omar Mateen and him were friends. Then I find out that there's a mosque fairly close to my house where these two guys were associated. Then I found out that Omar Mateen went to Indian River Community College, which is about a mile from my office. Then I recalled that the Vero Beach Flight Training Center just happened to train some of the 9/11 hijackers. The day of the Sunday of the Orlando massacre, I was in a retail establishment in Vero Beach. Of course, everybody was talking about it. This woman working there brought it up, and she said, well, my family owns a fast food franchise here in Vero Beach, and I used to work there. And when they published the photographs of the 9/11 hijackers, we gasped because one of them was our regular customer. Mm. She said, to this day, I can still tell you his favorite meal.
Mm. Ah,
yeah. So I'm listening to all this, and I'm thinking, we have an active ISIS terror cell in Vero Beach, Florida.
Yeah.
And I'm living around this and walking around this and functioning every day. And my wife and my family were there in Vero Beach. And I'm on True News every day denouncing Islamic penetration of America and the slaughter of Christians and not even knowing that these guys are right there in my town. And so then when a kill list comes out, and I go and we contact the sheriff, and he's like, don't know anything about it. We'll contact the feds, see. We'll let them know your concern. No, I want to know who's on the list.
Right, yeah.
I want to know if I'm on the list. I want to know if my family's on the list. I want to know if my employees are on the list. I want to know if my neighbor's on the list. 635 people in that area are on the list. But this is going on all over the United States. There's I don't know if I brought it. There's like 8,000 names, and you know some of them are in Texas, California. But is anybody going to these people and saying we need to notify you? Your name was published on an ISIS website somewhere in the Middle East, and your name, your address, your phone number is on the internet with instructions to hunt you down and kill you.
Wow.
Because last year, ISIS published the names and addresses of U.S. soldiers. And they said to the Muslims, go to their homes and decapitate their wives and children in their homes. Mm-hmm. And nobody took it seriously. Now they're naming citizens, civilians, and they're calling for mass slaughter of just normal, everyday people who have no idea they're on an ISIS kill list. What's it going to take? Are we going to wait until 500 librarians in Arkansas are decapitated in one day? When are we going to say we're at war?
It's time for us to wake up and realize it's going to get worse until we cry. I want you to see one more time when John Paul Jackson cried out to God, and said, God, what's it going to take for this to stop? Listen to what he said.
He said, my people are going to cry out to me. I said, when? And he says, it will keep getting darker until they do. It will keep getting darker until they do.
Kamal Saleem of Coombs Ministries, when he was on VFN-TV, he said, or when he was at Morningstar Ministries, over 450,000. This is what the Border Patrols told him in America. Over 450,000 radical jihadists have entered into our country in 2010.
Yeah, and he said that they want to hurt the church.
Specifically.
Yeah.
Specifically for the church. And then you have this Mexican gang is called
MS-13.
MS-13. All 50 states that we've shown you that, but there's a lot of anarchist, rebellious folks waiting to be either activated or done away with, depending on how we respond to God. Are we going to cry out to God like we just heard? He says it's going to keep happening.
Yeah.
Until we cry out. We're going to cry out. The question is, will we be limping by that time? Will it be 50% less of a population? Will America look different? Will we have a different constitution by then? But we're going to cry out. You know, God's going to bring us to this place. And my encouragement, and of course, according to that prophetic word about 4 months into the harvest, around November, the beginning of November, which is basically the elections, you know, that's when our harvest is going to come in, one way or the other. And if it goes one way, Ichabod, which is the glorious departed, will be written over America, or it'll be revival and great awakening. Either way, God's kingdom and God's people are going to flourish. The kingdom of God is going to just get, you know, larger and bigger. And we've got to close out in prayer here. But listen, you have nothing to be afraid of, but we want to make sure that we stand up and realize this is exactly what was prophesied, and God, which means God told us this was going to happen. What's he want us to do? He wants us to repent. He wants to tell other people about him and say, listen, he exists. His word is true. We have to make him the Lord of our life, and he'll forgive us instead of visit us with our sin. I want to pray for you right now. Father God, I just pray for each and every one that maybe stirred up in fear, that fear would go, and all of a sudden they would get a tenacity and a boldness. You know, I'm going to stand up for what's right. In love, I'm going to stand up for what's right. And I want to be a light in the midst of this darkness. But we pray for each and every one that's getting those phone calls from the FBI saying your name's on this list and they're just hanging up. Lord, that you would prevent them from having a spirit of fear, but they would just turn to you. There'd be this great revival in America, God, this great revival that the church would come back to you, and that we would, like the happened with Josiah, we would hear your word, understand where you are with us, and how you want us to be, Father God, and we would turn back to you. Repentance would come. Dear God, we just ask you, Lord God, that you would not bring a Zedekiah over us, that you wouldn't have to bring your justice, but you would have mercy on us, God, that you would cause us to turn to you, God. Lord, that you would end abortion, the innocent bloodshed of these children, that you would send revival to the church, God, and that you would send a third great awakening to the country, God, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless.
We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com on your mobile applications. You can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless.
Don't be deceived. Disciples make disciples. David Platt and Francis Chan tell us in the Multiply Movement. Listen up.
I think we dilute what it means to be a disciple from the beginning. We want to give people an assurance. All right, you're saved. You said it. You raised your hand. All right, you're saved. Without really letting some time be there, not where they have to prove their salvation or earn their salvation, but letting some time be there to see, yeah, has there been a heart change? Like, is the Spirit of God in this person? I don't want to tell somebody, as a pastor or just as a brother or sister. I mean, I love a person enough to say, hey, we'll wait and see. George Whitefield, preacher, Great Awakenings, thousands and thousands of people at a time. He'd be asked after he preached to thousands of people, how many people were saved? And he said, we'll see 6 months or a year from now. And I mean, that's so different from today. We're like, oh, we had this many or this. But, and he's not saying, well, they got to earn their salvation in the next 6 months. It's, hey, let's wait and see. And as people have a heart change, then I think they'll genuinely, when they read commands in Scripture, they'll say, I want to obey these. How do I obey these? And there'll be a desire there, as opposed to what we often find ourselves doing. And that's saying, well, do this, do this, do this. And people walk away like the rich young ruler that you talked about earlier. Okay, I feel bad. I mean, I'm not going to do that. And there's just not been a fundamental heart change that then leads to life change and new purpose, new mind, new dreams, new passions, that really feeds into a desire to make the gospel known.
I mean, it's like the Multiply, it's the multiplymovement.com with Francis Chan and David Platt. This is so important. He said, go make disciples. If you don't have anybody in your life at this very moment that can disciple you, find somebody who will. Maybe vinefellowshipnetwork.org is for you. Or go to multiplymovement.com. He's called us to be disciples.